garment, and we are coming to the final chapter as non-traditional retail. Now, let's have an introduction here in terms of what these retail formats are all about. Now, retail formats have traditionally and primarily been store-based, where you have the retailer directly interacting with the consumer, okay, building a rapport, probably even having customer loyalty as well, and the customers visiting the store often because of the kind of relationship that has been developed. Now, these are the traditional systems, you know, basis of which, you know, we have the retailers have been selling goods and services. However, during the last couple of years, the retail landscape has been continuously changing and evolving. Again, many non-store, non-traditional retail formats have come up. Some examples are ATMs dispensing cash 24/7, online booking of air and railway tickets, okay, online booking of probably even pizzas, okay, and so on. Now, we're going to talk about one of the most important aspects is about e-tailing or online retailing. Now, the four phases of a well-developed e-commerce market are phase one, okay, connecting and entertaining, where people are introduced to internet and used for connecting with people and fetching information. The second phase has been e-business basics, where people try various services available online, such as internet banking, booking tickets, paying taxes, filing returns, etc., to start getting used to transact online. The phase three has been in terms of comparable good purchases. Now, where people understand products can be bought online and try buying standard products that can be compared across options available offline or online, such as books, mobiles, and laptops. The phase four, subjective goods purchases, where people develop some trust for online buying and can buy products which are facilitated by stronger informed purchases. Now, as we talk about retailing or e-tailing or online purchases, okay, one of the most important aspects is that traditionally, as an Indian market has evolved, okay, people have become more confident in terms of going ahead and making purchases online and transacting online, which has been a huge culture change which happened within India. Now, let's move on further. Now, this gives you, you know, an idea exactly why, you know, e-commerce has gained so much prominence in India. With the internet users in India, okay, has just skyrocketed in the last 4 or 5 years. Now, let's do a comparison in terms of online retailing versus traditional retailing. Now, let's talk about the advantages of traditional retailing over online retailing to begin with. The physical concreteness. Now, when I talk in terms of a traditional retailing, okay, a consumer comes to a store, walks into a store, has a need, has a requirement, can easily go ahead and check the goods, okay, or services, check it, feel it, and then make a buying decision, okay, as per his choice, which probably is not available probably through an e-commerce or, you know, making purchases online. The second aspect would be an instant solution. Customers shopping and on online sites must wait to receive goods. Traditional retailers have an advantage of giving the goods directly on making those purchases. And as a result, the customer directly gets the physical product in hand as soon as he makes purchases. Having said that, when you are making an online transaction, there is a cost in terms of the shipment from the e-commerce perspective. There's a cost in terms of, you know, shipping the goods from the warehouse to the consumer. And as a result, there are additional costs which have to be borne by the consumer, which are not there when it comes to a traditional retail outlet. Customer service. Retail shoppers always have an advantage when it comes to customer service. Because when returning items, you just need to give a receipt. At the same time, you have a close contact, okay, with people and thereby getting better customer service. Shipping costs is something which we have already discussed earlier. Technology and personal information security. Online shopping requires you to have an access to a computer, a bank account, and a debit card or a credit card. If you shop retail, the only thing you really need is cash and means to take your items home. Advantages of an online retailing over traditional retailing: price. Okay, one of the most important things when an online retailing has a huge edge over traditional retailing in terms of pricing. One huge advantage many online stores have over retail over traditional retailers is the price, because the kind of price what they can provide, okay, the retail outlets may not be able to give that at all. Location. Another advantage of an online store owner is the ability to reach more people geographically. Online stores also offer convenience for the shoppers, because you shop in your home or probably in your office and make your purchases without wasting your time going to a retail outlet and probably selecting a product. And that's something which works well for a young crowd in India. Marketing. Building a customer base is one of the most important and essential components of starting a successful retail business, online or offline. With a retail store, the potential customer base is limited to the surrounding area only. Online, the customer base can be vast. Now, the key enablers of online retailing, okay? One of the key enablers being increase in PC and internet penetration. In the last 5 years or so, okay, the number of PC usage or personal computer usage and the internet penetration has grown phenomenally, right, from the urban areas as well as the rural areas. The payment options, growing usage of credit card and debit card, okay, has made the customer more confident in terms of making these purchases. Having said that, okay, improved secure features by the bankers has also helped in terms of gaining greater confidence for the end consumer in terms of making purchases. Saves time and effort. Online buying is quick and hassle-free. It saves consumers the time and effort to actually going to a physical store and doing a transaction. A more variety has been provided online. An online channel faces less space constraint as compared to a physical store. Hence, more choices can be offered to the end consumer. Economical. Sometimes retailers try to keep a low price online as they themselves save a lot of costs in selling online. Comparisons. A lot of websites have features which help consumers to compare easily between two products and make an informed decision which adds on to online purchases. This is one of the examples what you can look at. So it's not only about making purchases online, which will be more in terms of, you know, purchasing clothes or maybe electronic gadgets or mobile phones. These days, online purchases are also made for grocery items as well. It's just a click away, as you could see here. Now, challenges for an online retail, okay? High cash burn and shifting loyalty of customers remains a key challenge. Now, apart from this, ensuring quality of merchandise in a marketplace model and on-time delivery is our constant challenges. The other aspect would be with the evolution of social media and mobile chatting applications, the margin for error is quite thin. And it can have a snowball effect of bad publicity, can shift the traffic significantly from us in a small span of time. A very important part of e-tailing is the trust of the consumers. For a store-based retailer, trust is built over time and many face-to-face interactions, which may not be possible probably for an online store. But for an online retailer, building credibility without a face-to-face interaction can be one of the major challenges. Now, the other challenges what an online store or an e-commerce site may have is privacy issues. Okay, breaches of privacy in cases of internet frauds have become a real issues for e-tailers. Return rates. Return rates for product for some e-tailers can be as high as between 30 to 40%. Supply chain capabilities or proper delivery of products, delivery on time, is a key parameter for online retailers' success. Profitability. Many Indian consumers still do not trust an online transaction. Okay, you may say that they believe in a conventional way of doing shopping. But there's a large audience which is still there in India who is not very comfortable in terms of making online purchases. Now, one of the key challenges for the online retailers or the e-commerce companies is to ensure to gain confidence of these consumers. The shopping cart abandonment. Okay, now this is what you could see, that most of the people making purchases online do go to the sites, okay, put it on the cart, but they don't make a final transaction. The reasons could be different. Like through a survey, it was seen the top three have been like presented with an unexpected cost when the order has been placed and put in the cart. Okay, the other one could be I was just browsing, maybe just to check, okay, what is the final price, just to get a feel exactly how the site is. Okay, found a better price elsewhere, because when you talk about a consumer making a purchase online, he would always look in terms of making a comparison between one site to another site. Now, let's talk about the category share in e-tailing market, okay, and let's make a comparison between the US and India. And these figures are based on the data that has been provided in 2012. Now, if you look at it in India right now, okay, the major chunk of the e-commerce site in terms of selling product line has been the consumer electronics. That is around a staggering 30%. Plus, they also have an apparel and lifestyle, which is even taking an equal share of 30% here in India. Vis-a-vis, if you have to make a comparison in the US, okay, the electronic goods which have been sold online is around 22%, and the apparels is around 18%. Now, considering if you have to make a comparison between India and the US, of course, India has a long way to go in terms of catching up with the US, in terms of creating that confidence amongst its consumers, in terms of making more purchases online. Having said that, okay, India is probably one of those countries where this concept of e-commerce has a huge potential. Now, convergence of e-tailing and the physical retail. Now, if for every time, every item that is sold online, another unit of the volume is lost by a physical retailer. As they lose the volume, the economics becomes more marginal, pressure is built to protect profitability, and the risk of failure increases. Both e-tailing business and the physical stores have looked into ways by which they could limit the reasons why the opposing platform has gained an advantage and offer those same features. Now, there's a comparison which is happening with the end consumer. They are looking in terms of, okay, what is more economical? Should I make a purchase through a retail store? Should I make a purchase through an online store? And at the end of it, there are various factors which come in. One could be a price. One could be in terms of the security, in terms of the payment gateway. Okay, and all these factors may work for some, may not work for some. But at the end of the day, the comparisons do happen. Now, product information and consumer needs. Now, internet provides a huge wealth of information to potential customers at just the click of a button. This information is often not available in retail stores unless you're willing to check products on your smartphone and drive from location to location. However, physical stores have started to combat this by providing additional information to shoppers in their physical locations. Many businesses have started to implement data platforms that give customer access to more information during their physical shopping experience. Physical experience. One thing that online shopping lacks is the physical experience or the exposure. Online sites have tried to emulate interaction by implementation of features like 3D product views, live chats in an attempt to close the gap of potential benefits of the physical experience. Offering a live chat allows websites to better simulate effective customer responses. Virtual reality technologies will soon provide opportunity to the online shopper to step into a lifelike shopping experience and get the touch feeling of the product and see and interact with the digital information in the surrounding world. Embracing both. Many successful brands have adapted to the rapidly changing landscape of embracing both online retailing along with physical retail stores and coordinating the two into a single channel. Now, this is often referred to as an omni-channel or multi-channel applications. Taking advantage of both options certainly is a benefit to many businesses. Just to give an example, Shop to Stop, okay, the Future Group, have got into both in terms of retail as well as selling their goods online. Information technology and retailing. Now, we are going to talk about electronic point of sale, what we call as EPOS. EPOS systems are used as endpoint billing stations in retail outlets. A regular EPOS system would have all product-related data fed into it, such that whenever the cashier scans the product to be sold, the price details gets populated on the screen. Also, all purchase transactions get recorded on the EPOS. This helps the retailer to get up-to-date information that is moving the up-to-date information as to which products are moving faster and which products, you know, do not have the demand from the consumers. Let's look at the picture here. So we talk about the EPOS system here. So you have the EPOS display. Displays the point of sale information to the customers. It has a receipt printer, okay, which gives a professionally looking receipts to the customers, which have details in terms of the products and the pricing as well. The PO software manages your business and point of sale transaction, gives you complete data of the products being sold. You have a barcode scanner, which helps you in terms of doing the billing faster. You have the cash draw, store and organize cash, coins, and credit slips securely. The POS shoe encases cash drawer and provides organization for POS peripherals, including keyboard. The Mac strip keyboard inputs data and process credit cards with integrated magnetic strip reader. Now, this is all in one in terms of helping the billing process being smoother, collecting data, and at the same time ensuring that the retail has a complete information of the kind of products being sold, okay, the fast-moving products, and the products which do not have that great demand. Now, advantages of EPOS. It saves people to check stock and provides very quick service to the customers. The moment, you know, there's a consumer who comes into the store who wants to check, do you have this product available at your store? The only thing what he needs to do is that he needs to go to the cashier and probably ask for information. He can check it from his system and probably give him the correct information. Employee work rate can be recorded and the performance can be evaluated fairly. Okay, that's another one which helps in terms of retailers to check the performance of its employees. More accuracy and less time consuming. Bills can be itemized, therefore less mistaken billing. Store prices does calculations automatically. It doesn't have to be memorized. It can read credit cards as well. Disadvantages of an EPOS. EPOS systems are too expensive to install. This software requires regular maintenance. The software has to be updated if competitive edge is to be maintained against rival company systems. Capturing data with barcodes. Okay, one of the most important things in terms of barcodes for any product line, because that helps in terms of collecting information in terms of the brand, the price point, the manufacturing date, the expiry date, everything can be measured, can be looked upon by using the barcode. Now, barcodes which can be read through an optical scanner are very useful in tracking product anywhere in the supply chain. It also helps us in terms of understanding and maintaining the stocks in any retail outlets. It is particularly helpful while billing at a busy station where multiple products have to be billed, reduces errors in typing the wrong codes at the cashier. The real gain comes throughout the supply chain from point of manufacturing all the way to the consumer purchase state. Each member of the supply chain can take advantage of it automatically by reading the data contained inside the barcode. This helps in making them more efficient, provides full visibility of the item's journey. Electronic payment systems. Electronic money, both payments and transfers, are rapidly gaining popularity. Electronic money, or e-money, is a digital equivalent of cash stored on an electronic device or remotely at a server. There are two types of electronic money. A hard electronic currency is one that does not have services to dispute or reverse charges. In other words, it only supports non-reversible transactions. Reversing transactions, even in case of legitimate error, unauthorized use, or failure of vendor to supply goods, is difficult. A soft electronic currency is the one that allows reversal of payments. For example, in case of a fraud or disputes, reversible payment methods generally have a 72-hour of more clearing time. Some examples are PayPal and credit card. Database management. Technological enhancements have made reasonable database management easier. Not only can the update database be maintained and upgraded timely, but also analyzed and segmented as well. A database management system, what we call as a DBMS, okay, is a software that allows a computer to perform database functions of storing, retrieving, adding, and deleting and modifying of data. Loyalty cards. Loyalty management with or without cards is a huge and an ongoing exercise which needs proper data handling and information of customers, which can be detrimental in terms of sales promotions or promoting products or inviting consumers to revisit the store. IT has helped us to make loyalty more smoother for the retailers. RFID, radio frequency identification, is a wireless non-contact use of radio frequency electromagnetic fields to transfer data for the purpose of automatically identifying and tracking tags attached to objects. Unlike barcodes, it does not need to be in the line of sight of the reader, and that can be embedded in the object. An RFID tag, when put to the product in a retail store, can help avoid shrinkage. Real-time notification to the security when RFID tagged items leave area without payment. Can monitor unattended inventory and give real-time notification of out-of-stock items. Other channels of non-traditional retail, okay, vending machines. The most common form of vending machine is the ATM machines, what we use. Okay, now in every hook and corner across the country. Other forms of vending machines are those that dispense snack and beverages, example, coffee machines, magazines, etc. Vending machines are advantageous because they give market penetration at the right place at the right time, when normal retail formats may fail or could not deliver. They are also less costly and having a good product visibility to support a brand image. Kiosk. A kiosk retail is defined as a small format open space store with temporary or even mobile outlets, but maybe stationed at one place for a long time. This is normally you would see mostly in malls, especially, you know, in the food joints or the food plazas. Okay, this is where you will find mobile units or a kiosk. So let's talk about kiosk. Okay, kiosk in retail is defined as a small format open space store with temporary or even mobile outlets, but maybe stationed at one place for a long time. Mostly kiosks are box-like structures between aisles and walking spaces in the shopping malls and high streets with inexpensive items being sold. Flowers, artificial jewelry, books and CDs are some common items that are sold here. Kiosks are also beneficial to the retailers because they are lower cost models and prompt impulse purchases from passerbys. Also, they require minimal staff and big incremental sales. Now, this is one example of a color bar kiosk inside a mall for your reference. Now, e-kiosk. Okay, another variant of traditional kiosks, the e-kiosks have started gaining popularity. While these are currently used for accessing information, say in a mall, the self-sustaining model with touchscreen and attractive multimedia display can be explored exponentially. Shopping through the dish. Okay, now here we are talking about the DTH operators. The TV remote can be enabled for use as a tool to navigate and select required products through interactive screen. A final list of products along with individual prices can be displayed, and payments can be effected through a credit or a debit card gateways routed directly through a DTH provider. Unlike the internet, this transaction can be guaranteed as DTH is in general is available in an encrypted form for every user, thereby, you know, providing greater security for any transactions. Plus, each channel is beamed directly from the satellite to the receptor's dish in one's home. As the signals are strong with clear quality, there is no scope for data loss during transmission or one credit card details. The logic of DTH shopping is similar to that of international shopping as far as merchandise to be sold is concerned. Any item that is standardized either by brand name as such as electronics, Nokia, Sony Ericsson, Apple, or by retail chains themselves such as Reliance, Fresh for groceries, or personal care items can be sold through DTH, provided the service provider gets all the stakeholders in the loop. Retailing at airports, one of the places where the retail can really do well. Now, airport retailing is a popular concept globally, but it's still in its infancy in India. The non-aeronautical revenue, largely from retail, is more than double the aeronautical value at most airports abroad. But in India, it's still the opposite. However, airport retailing appears to be far on an impressive takeoff in India. The renovation of most major airports underway or done with large dedicated areas, especially for retail stores. Like take for example the T2 terminal at Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, for instance, has about around 7 lakh square feet area, okay, dedicated to retail food and beverages, lounge and travel services. Similarly, the retail space of Delhi T3 and terminal is spread over 2,90,000 square feet. Okay, that's a huge retail space. Now, that's the one what we are talking about in terms of retail outlets. Okay, at the airport. The basic disadvantage for most of the retailers here is, you know, huge rent per square foot for the space they occupy at the airports compared to any other locations in the cities. There is an assured customer base, no doubt, and you can directly target your core customers there. That too, 7 days a week. Okay, so it makes a sense for companies to be there if they are ready to pay a higher rent. Retailers point out that the store location at the airport is of utmost significance because this is where, you know, you would have consumers coming in, okay, and checking your products, and most of them may even have an intention to make those purchases as well. Kimaya, for example, has both its stores located next to the liquor stores, which generally happen to be hot spots at any airport. Of course, this means even high rentals. Retail revolution. So let's talk about the retail revolution. The creation of internet changed the way the retailers and the shoppers do business. It's about how the consumers have also changed their perceptions of making online purchases as well. So probably the situation has changed for the better or for the worse. You never know. It opened up a whole new shopping experience for people around the world, giving them instant access to all of the items what they desire without even have to leave their house. Most shoppers nowadays have smartphones, which allows them to browse a company's website while they are shopping in a physical store. They are using two channels at once to enhance their shopping experiences as well. Now, let's talk about the future role of stores. There's a little question in terms of the physical stores, will they continue to influence volume and revenue? attracting customers and building a brand loyalty across channels and product categories. Given this, while retailers need to continue to provide customers the ability to shop when and where they want, it is equally important to make the store a place where people would like to shop at. One of the most important things when we talk in terms of a retail store is there will always be a competition between an online e-commerce site vis-a-vis a retail store. Now, what may work for an online store is probably the pricing. Okay, what may not work for retail stores could be a competition directly with an e-commerce website. However, having said that, okay, both have their pros and cons. Like a retail outlet would give you the feeling of probably touching the product, feeling the product before making a purchase. An online product or an online website may not give you that kind of an option. Okay. As a result, some of the consumers may be in two minds in terms of making those purchases. Moreover, talking about secure payments, people have the option of probably walking into a store, making a purchase through cash, credit card, or debit card, and instantly getting hold of the product. Some of the consumers may be a little uncomfortable sharing their credit card details or debit card details to an online store. Having said that, to a great extent, the future of retail would depend primarily in terms of the service what the consumer gets. Whether the service is effective and efficient for the consumer, or is he happy with the end service or the end product what he gets, will determine whether the consumer would go for online purchases or retail purchases in the near future. Okay, that's about it. Okay, it was amazing in terms of, you know, explaining this entire module to you. Okay, thank you. Now this brings us to an end of the retail marketing environment. Okay, under retail marketing environment, we have completed on 6 chapters. The first chapter what we discussed was on introduction to retailing. The second thing what we discussed was retail scenarios in India. So we spoke about various scenarios, the traditional scenario to the current scenario in terms of e-commerce sites. Retail marketing and communication, the communication which happens probably at a store, and the marketing efforts what are put in terms of increasing the sales. Understanding our retail customers, so we have tried to understand, you know, our retail customer right in terms of traditional families, okay, to a young professional, okay, the buying patterns, okay, what works for the consumer, what they look in terms of making a purchase. We have also spoken in detail about retail operations, how a retail business works, what are the driving forces which help enhance business in retail. Last but not the least, we touched base on non-traditional retail. So we spoke about various aspects, you know, of non-traditional retail, right in terms of an e-commerce sites to DTH operations. Okay. Now, the whole idea about this exercise is to give you an overall picture of the retail marketing environment. Okay. Hope you liked it. Okay. We had a pleasure in terms of putting this for you. Thank you.